Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Kurt McNamara. He's the principal electrical engineer at Logic PD, and we're going to talk today about batteries and battery lifetimes, especially how things like software and some other factors impact the life of a battery. So hi, Kurt. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
Oh, pleasure is ours. I mean, everybody wants to master batteries. Batteries have become one of the most critical aspects of portable devices. If you'd asked somebody 10 years ago what would be the bottleneck in portable devices, they'd have said something dumb like memory. You know, you could cram a bajillion gigabytes into a device nowadays, but there's a cap on how many electrons you can cram inside, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yep. And, in fact, there's limits on how fast you can get them in and out, right? Because if you try and push them in too fast, it gets hot, or if you try and pull them out too fast, it also gets hot.
Yeah, we definitely don't want it to get too hot, do we?
No, we've had hot batteries in the news recently, and we don't like that. We don't want to have that for our designs.
There you go. Well, you know, thermal runaway is such a colorful term if you don't think about the ramifications.
Yes. Yep.
So let's talk about... Yeah, go ahead.
So let's talk about well-behaved devices, though.
Exactly, and software. Since we mentioned at the beginning how we're going to talk a little bit how software impacts it, why software? Wouldn't there be so many hardware issues involved before you really have to start worrying about your software, or have the hardware issues become so straightforward that now software is the only realm that we can really impact?
Well, that's a great observation. So I met you when I was fortunate enough to go out to the Design West conference.
Right.
And I was there with one of my colleagues, a principal software engineer, Eugene. And we talked about the complexity of devices now, how it's not just hardware, it's not just software, it's this combination of the two of these things and how they play together. So, for example, the software guy or gal might want to turn certain parts of the design off for long periods of time. Well, what does that mean to the hardware? You know, is it just as simple as a switch, an I/O that controls a FET, or is there more to it? And what does it mean about having that part of the design switched off? Is it hooked up to other things that will become unhappy?
Oh, inrush and all of that, exactly.
Yeah, or even loading of the pins of the micro, that sort of thing. You got to look at that. And you're right. You switch it on, then what happens? Do you get a sudden inrush of current and maybe a voltage spike? So, yeah, you need to look very carefully at just turning things on and off. And then if it's something more complicated, like a wireless interface, there's a whole other level of stuff, which is that, oh, well, I turned that off. Now, I've got to load the driver again. Okay, what does that mean? Oh, do I have to get this thing registered on the network again?
Exactly.
Oh, what does that mean?
Do I have to do a handshake again? Do I have to all of that? Oh, my goodness, you're right.
Yeah, so basically our talk was, okay, start thinking about this from the get-go. You know, figure out what the operating system you're going to use is, figure out what the driver looks like, and whether you can load and unload it, what the network characteristics are like such that you can go to sleep, or is it a proprietary kind of a protocol such that you can just wake up every half hour and look for the signal, that sort of thing. So look carefully into all those aspects of it, and then work it out. You know, so you work out this combined hardware-software interface, and then track it in a spreadsheet.
That's a good point as well. I mean, that's essentially, it's getting to the point where you have to be a meticulous designer at every level, every facet. There's no such thing as an area where it's a given anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so that's one of the reasons we like spreadsheets, and we've done one. It's up on our website, powerdesign.logicpd.com, and it's an interactive web tool that looks, you know, more or less like your spreadsheet on your computer, okay, where you put in, well, here's my processor, and here's my memory, and here's my wireless interface, here's my I/O, and here are the states they can be in. And then you can say, well, it's in this full power state, or it's in a sleep state, or it's in a hibernate state, and in the hibernate state it takes 100 microamps, or 1 milliamp, and full power it takes 50 milliamps. You know, you fill in numbers in, and then you say, well, and how long is it in each state? Like, does it wake up for a minute every hour? Does it wake up, you know, for 30 seconds every 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put all those numbers in it. And when you get done, then you'll see what that totalized power is and what impact it has on your battery size and your battery life.
Mm-hmm. This is all true. And duty cycle and all of it has a tremendous impact. And the software obviously controls a lot of that. Now, what have you, as a company, encountered as some of the biggest issues that engineers are trying to address, and what are you offering as solutions for those issues?
All right. So we mentioned the spreadsheet tool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, and you can just be inspired by it. You know, you can go up and fill stuff in, and actually you can download a printout, but you can also just make the whole thing up on your machine as well, right? And it's actually a high enough level tool that you can show it to the marketing guy, and the marketing guy or gal can say, oh, I see what you're saying now. If I turn this on more, you know, the cell phone isn't going to run all day, is it? You know, that kind of thing. So there's that. And then with some of our development kits, we have a thing called Watson, W-A-T-T-S-O-N, and that's a fairly simple power measurement tool where you look at all the rails, and this is on a, we call it a baseboard or a dev kit, which is attached to one of our SOMs, which is a system on module, and that system on module has a processor and memory and all the interfaces. It runs an operating system, and the newer ones actually have a wireless interface as well. So with Watson, you can be looking in real time, and you can see what current is being taken by each of the rails. What that allows you to do is, and especially with a software guy or gal, you can, you know, sit and do what-ifs. Well, what if I turn the processor on and run it really fast? Do I get done so quickly that I use less power than if I run the processor more slowly, and it takes longer to do it? So you can do a bunch of what-if scenarios to kind of check that out.
Almost like a competitive fuel mileage drivers, you know, do I accelerate quickly, do I accelerate slowly, do I coast more, do I, you know, it really becomes a case of almost, you almost want to have intelligent feedback in the system as well going forward, because you were mentioning, you know, there are other factors. There's also environmental. Maybe you can put a sensor to change the behavior of the system when temperature shifts to put less of a load on the battery. A lot of things to be done.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Yep. And then another thing we've recently been doing, and it's similar in that we've got lots of spreadsheets to look at it, is we made up some machine-to-machine engagement kits. And so you can see those on our website as well. And essentially what we've got is a base station that has a cell modem in it that connects upwards into the cloud, wherever, right? So
mm-hmm.
basically data gathering. And that's powered by a standard power supply, 12-24-volt power supply. And then it's got a mesh network, sort of modified Zigbee, that can talk to all these peripherals out there. Well, those peripherals, we want to be able to put those in remote locations and have them operate for a long period of time. And so we went through quite a lot of work. Actually, Kevin Holland, who did an engineer who did almost all this work, looked very carefully at all the battery architectures, because if you're putting something out there in a remote location, do you want lithium-ion? Or should you look at alkaline? Or would NiCad work? Or would a small lead acid be the best choice? So we actually went through and looked at all of these things, you know, they kind of come up and say what makes sense, because these things are sort of stick the batteries in, you know, what we call primary batteries, right? They're not
mm-hmm.
rechargeable.
Mm-hmm.
Stick the batteries in and, you know, see how long they run. And then go back and do the whole spreadsheet thing over again. Well, what if the guy decides he wants to interrogate this once every 10 minutes versus once an hour? You know, what does that do to battery life, and what do we need to tell him about that?
Exactly. Well, I mean, in the case of that, there's with a lot of the RFID applications, I mean, lithium thionyl chloride is a candidate too, but it has different load characteristics than if, you know, for an RFID app than it is for, say, a sensor app.
Yeah, and that's an extremely good point. So the other thing Kevin was talking to me about is that, you know, some of these wireless devices, like your cell modem, that's a very bursty power interface. You know, you've got to be able to supply a lot of power in a short period of time, a lot of amperage, I should say, and not have your voltage rail sag. So if you're going to battery power that, you need to have something with a low internal resistance. You know, there's certain batteries that just won't work in that situation. And you might get into power design and try and use some caps to help you, but really you need a good battery with a bursty power load like that. So you get elements like that, and then you mentioned temperature. You know, some battery chemistries are not really happy if this thing's outside and it gets super cold. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some battery chemistries are very unhappy if it's outside sitting on the pole, right, and it gets very hot because it'll heat up, you know, from the sun, and then the fact that there's electronics inside it will heat it up as well. So you need to be pretty cautious when you look through and examine, you know, what's actually going on inside that box.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly, Kurt. So what else do you have that you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode?
Well, it's a structured process that we recommend and we work with people on. And, you know, we're just seeing folks get better and better at this. The spreadsheet tool at the very beginning lets you make these sort of big picture decisions. And then you can go back and you can fill in actual values. You know, you do a lot of measurement, find out what's going on. And then often what we find is work with people is that you'll be like, geez, there's still a little something. There's still a little extra power here being consumed than we thought. And then you really need to delve down into your design and look at things really closely and look at all the states of the pins and make sure there isn't something turned on you didn't think of, or use your thermal camera and look very closely at it. So that last, you know, 10 or 20% is often kind of demanding to just figure out, well, wait a minute, it's not exactly like the spreadsheet. You know, we got to figure out the root cause of it. So, but we just see increasingly good work being done out there, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Well, excellent, Kurt. I'm glad to hear that as well. And I'm glad the audience had the opportunity to hear some of your insights and obviously some of your solutions to the issues on battery power. I hope they follow up on some of that.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks a lot, Kurt. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Palt for Palt on Power. Have a great day.